With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 76, Rob Parker.
Welcome to the Inside the Parker podcast. I'm your host, J.R. Gamble, filling in for the big bro, Rob Parker. And we have a super sturdy show for you this week as the winds of September baseball creep closer, massage our noses, stiffen our backs, and remind us that the fall classic is quickly approaching. So lock in. We're blasting off in 3, 2, 1.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
Most people thought Albert Pujols would walk off into the sunset after this season. Well short of the 700 coveted home run mark that only three men in history have reached. The Bambino Babe Ruth, Hammerin' Hank Aaron, and Barry Bonds. But lately, Pujols has had a power surge that after Monday's second inning homer has him at 693 career bombs with 40 or so games left. The clock is on. It was his 30th career homer in legendary Wrigley Field. Also that day, Pujols tied Barry Bonds for first all time by homering off his 449th pitcher. Talk about spreading the power around. Will this last burst of Hall of Fame crush elevate Pujols to 700 or more homers? Or will he come back next season just to reach the coveted mark? Questions, questions, questions.
Number two.
There was a lot of buzz in New York around the Subway Series this week as the first place Mets and first place Yankees faced off with the best chance of advancing to a World Series showdown since they met in 2000. It was a grand playoff atmosphere. This time around, though, Yankee slugger Giancarlo Stanton wasn't a part of the festivities, as he's returning from an injury that placed him on the DL on July 24th. He reportedly took BP on Tuesday and played in a simulated game, and he's getting close to being activated on Thursday, which is great news for a Yankees team that has been offensively challenged. The key for Stanton is he will just DH and chill to make sure the left Achilles is eased back in and he's ready to go for a World Series showdown. The Yankees desperately need Stanton, as they were 10-17 and averaged just 3.8 runs per game while hitting a miserable 224 with a .681 OPS entering Tuesday night.
Number three.
Money Mike Harris II strengthened his rising Rookie of the Year resume and helped the Braves move closer to the top of the National League East standings with his home run in a 2-1 win over the Pirates on Monday night at PNC Park. It was their 12th win in their past 14 games, and the Braves moved within 3 games of the first-place Mets. It's on and popping in the NL East. This series opening win against the Pirates followed a homestand during which Atlanta went 5-2 against the Mets and the Astros. According to the Elias Sports Bureau, it marked the first time in franchise history that the Braves won consecutive series from teams that were at least 30 games over 500 at the time. Harris's two-run shot was a stat cast projected 391-foot opposite field bomb in the fifth inning, the second longest oppo taco by a lefty in PNC Park this year. Harris is the youngest player in the majors at 21 years and 170-plus days old, and his 6-foot, 195-pound frame isn't overly imposing, but he's got pop. 13 homers and 30 extra base hits through the first 77 games of his young career as of Tuesday. That's 2 more homers than Hank Aaron had through the same span to start his illustrious career. Man, Michael Harris II is something. Hank would have loved to see him in a Braves uniform.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
Let's welcome to the show Bo Porter, former MLB coach, manager of the Houston Astros, former MLB player, executive, Washington Nationals broadcaster, and currently a member of the MLB Network broadcasting family, as well as director of coaching for Major League Baseball and the founder of the Bo Porter Academy, a school that promotes academic, athletic excellence, healthy attitudes towards sports, and the wholeness of the individual. Hi, Bo. Welcome to Inside the Parker Podcast.
Oh, thank you, JR. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be on with you. Rob Parker is one of my favorite people. I think you know that. So it's always great to join the show.
As we get into the dog days of the Major League Baseball season and the playoff picture starts to come into focus, we have pretty much both two dogfights, one in the AL Central with Cleveland, Minnesota, and the spunky Chicago White Sox, minus Tim Anderson, are battling it out for the division, separated by just 4 games. Who do you see prevailing in that division? Because the winner will probably be the only team in that division going to the playoffs.
I think when you look at all 3 of those teams, one, I think the Chicago White Sox on paper was probably the most talented team. When the season began, they have underperformed from a team standpoint. When you look at where the division is at today, I think the Cleveland Guardians is probably the more complete team at this stage of the season. And when I say complete team, just looking at their starting pitching, their bullpen, their lineup construction, up and down. But I also look at what some people may call, you know, minor things, but major as it relates to team success. They put the ball in play, they run the bases, they catch the ball, they're fundamentally sound. And when you look at a Terry Francona run team, that's just what you're going to get. And it's not surprising to me that they're in first place at this stage. And I think just given all of those variables that I just mentioned of the completeness of that ball club in this day and age where you have the three natural outcomes, the home run, the walk, and the strikeout, they're just a team that they don't swing and miss often. They have the lowest chase rate in baseball. So when you think about contact, and especially as you get deeper into the playoffs, and you starting to face those number one starters, I think they become a very dangerous team because of their ability to put the ball in play so consistently.
Okay, so you like Cleveland Guardians there. Over in the NL East, both the Mets and Braves are going to the playoffs. As the loser of the division will undoubtedly get a wild card bid. But as we come down the stretch here, who are three players on these teams that the Inside the Parker fans should have on their radar? Those guys whose performance will dictate the success of their teams to a large extent.
Well, I'll start with the Mets because they're currently in first place. I'm going to start with the training staff. And I've said this on several platforms, but if you're the New York Mets, you have to keep Scherzer and DeGrom upright and taking every turn that they can possibly take down the stretch. Because if those two guys are healthy, they can beat anybody. The other side of that, I'm going to say Bassett. He needs to continue to have the success in which he's been having. Because you know what you're going to get from Scherzer and DeGrom. He's the wild card to me. You're going to need that third starter to be able to make a deep run into the playoffs and possibly put yourself in a position to win a World Series. And third, for me, it's everybody outside of Diaz as it relates to their bullpen and the ability to get the ball to him without him having to throw multiple innings in order to close out a game. So that's the Mets side of it. For the Braves, I mean, it's you look at their rotation, they've done a good enough job to get themselves back in striking distance to win the National League East. But I'm going to say getting Soroka back, we all know what he was capable of prior to the injury. I think it can be one of the biggest additions that can put the Braves over the hump to defend their title. I also think getting Albies back into their lineup. Yes, they've been able to tread water and keep themselves afloat, but he is an all-star second baseman that is a dynamic player that adds a switch hitter to a already deep Atlanta Braves roster. And then I think the last piece is Kenley Jansen. You know, he's closed a lot of games. He's had a great career. He's at, you know, the back end of his career. His ability to man down the ninth inning and not push Brian Snicker into a situation where he starts to have to use some of those other relievers in different ways allows the Braves to almost have what I consider four closers in the back end of their bullpen that after the fifth inning, if they have a lead, It's good night. It's kind of like what we saw with the Kansas City Royals when they went on that run to a World Series championship. Their bullpen can be just good.
Yeah, we're with Bo Porter, former MLB manager, executive, cultivator of young talent. Mike Trout collected his 1,500th career hit this week, Bo. Angels owner Artie Moreno, he's trying to sell off the team, so we think. And replace the years of misplaced spending, what will Trout's legacy be when it's all said and done?
Well, I'll start off by saying he's the first ballot Hall of Famer if he never played another inning of baseball right now. So I don't think Mike Trout, when you look at Mike Trout's numbers and from a historical perspective, you have to really, you're just in awe of how good and how consistent he has been from the day he's arrived at the major league level. I don't think Mike Trout's legacy is in jeopardy if the Angels don't get to the postseason or don't win a World Series. I don't think that will do anything to negatively impact his legacy because he's been that good. When you look at the Anaheim Angels and the ebb and flows of their success over the years, no one can point to Mike Trout and say that he is a part of the problem. If anything, he is the solution to whatever it is they're trying to accomplish. That solution will equal or include Mike Trout.
Thanks, Bo Porter. He's a great baseball mind and even a better person. Thanks for joining us on Inside the Parker Podcast with the Gambler filling in for Rob Parker. Until next time, my friend.
All right. Thank you so much.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Centro. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
I feel like even though they're the toast of the league once again, just like they've been pretty much every year in the last decade, the Dodgers are somehow flying under the radar. When the team is so consistently good for so long, it's hard to appreciate when an already great team takes the next step. But that's where we are with LA. This season, they lead all of baseball in runs scored and runs allowed, something that has not been done since the 2001 Mariners won 116 games and hasn't been done by a National League team since the 1944 Cardinals. That run differential, of course, leads the league by a wide, wide margin. In fact, their run differential per game of plus 2.1 is the third highest in the live ball era. Only the 1939 and 1927 Yankees, two of the most iconic teams of the most iconic franchise, have put up better marks in the last 100 years. They're also on pace for about 113 wins this season, something that has also not happened in baseball since the 01 Mariners, and would be seven more than the Dodgers' previous franchise record. Of course, to remember this team as an all-time juggernaut, it'll come down to October like it always does. Over the last 10 seasons, the Dodgers have won 70 more games than any other team, but have just the one title in the pandemic-shortened 2020 season. If they can finish this off with a championship, we could be looking at arguably the most dominant team in baseball history.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
Team USA has just announced the addition of legendary MLB bro Ken Griffey Jr. as hitting coach. He joins a star-studded staff of coaches that also features Yankees great Andy Pettit as the pitching coach. But they've been slow in compiling talent to fill out the actual roster. So, Mark, is it foul or fair to say that Team USA has more talent on the bench than in the field as they look to defend their 2017 World Baseball Classic Championship?
Absolutely 100% fair.
It's a fair ball.
You're going to have somebody to coach up a team that is not going to be anywhere near as talented as, say, the Dominican Republic or perhaps even Puerto Rico to get the players to play out of their mind. And when you start looking at the collection of coaches that this team will have to rely on, it's an outstanding group. Jerry Manuel, he managed in the league. Andy Pettit is a World Series champion. Ken Griffey Jr. is definitely in the argument for greatest player of all time. And, of course, you've got bullpen coach Dave Rigetti, who's one of the best closers of his era. Now, DeRosa was the one who said, quote, "The wealth of knowledge, experience, and character that these guys will bring to the clubhouse will be vital to our success." Sometimes in other sports, they talk about the X's and O's and the Jimmies and Joes. Well, the best Jimmies and Joes on this apparent roster will be on the coaching staff. Trouble is, I'm not quite sure they can drive any runs or save any games for a team who doesn't have a great window of mistakes to come back from.
I say that's foul, Mark.
That is a foul ball.
And a little disrespectful to the club that Team USA has comprised so far. No doubt, Griffey is a GOAT. But we have this generation's GOAT in Mike Trout on Team USA. He's also the captain of the team. How motivated will the Carmelo Anthony of baseball finally be to have a shot to win a championship? Albeit a World Baseball Classic ring, but hey, those Olympic gold medals hit different for Melo without an actual title at this late stage in his illustrious career. So, a motivated Trout, he's gonna be deadly right there. In addition to Trout, you have Trevor Story, shortstop. He's no slouch. Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt are killers. Goldie's an NL MVP right now. JT Realmuto is one of the best behind the dish. Pete Alonso mashes. Cedric Mullins is a 30-30 guy and lethal leadoff hitter. They do have a lot of work to do putting together that pitching staff, though. And this team right here probably doesn't measure up to like a loaded team that Team DR already has ready to go. But Marcus Stroman's playing for PR, so he won't be available for Team USA to do what he did for us in the last WBC. So they definitely need some more all-star talent in order to defeat the other 19 teams. But Mark, that's being a bit harsh telling me that the bench has more talent than what's being put on the ball field. OG, you just straight hating. You just want more MLB bros on that wall.
Turn money into more money.
Now it's time for Betting on the Bases with Dave Gascon.
Love that money. Love that money.
Friday night affairs. We'll start things off in Miami with the Marlins and the Dodgers. LA's got Tyler Anderson on the bump. And so far the season, 13-2, the 2.73 ERA. Dodgers in this one over the Marlins. I'm going to take Anderson to get his 14th win of the year. Angels and Blue Jays north of the border in Toronto. I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to take the over in this one. I know Mike Trout's back. Shohei Ohtani continues to do his thing. There's just a ton of juice in the Blue Jays side of things and that offensive firepower. I think it's going to be a wild night in Toronto. So I'm going to take the over between the Halos and the Blue Jays. Another game I like a lot, and the reason why is just because he's been the one shining light so far this season for them. Michael Wacha is 8-1 this year with a 2.28 ERA for the Boston Red Sox. Now, they get the Tampa Bay Rays at home at Fenway, but the Rays are playing good ball. They're fighting down the stretch for a potential playoff spot. They have their eyes set on the Yankees, oddly enough, even with the fact that the Yankees have been sputtering as of late. With that being said, I'm going to take Boston this one and Michael Wacha and company to prevail. So you get the Red Sox and Wacha. You get the Dodgers, and they get the over-under with the Blue Jays and the Angels, and that'll do it for this weekend's festivities.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto: if I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
Let's welcome in the multi-talented David Grubb, head of graphics and assistant managing editor for MLBBro.com and leading source for covering black and brown major leaguers, who's also a good friend of mine. Dave, welcome to Inside the Parker Podcast.
It's good to be back. It's always fun to talk with you. You know, so let's do it, man. Let's get into some baseball.
Let's get right into it. Philly star Bryce Harper is recovering from a broken thumb and just in the nick of time for the Philadelphia Phillies, who stand one game ahead of San Diego for the second wild card spot at the time of this recording. But Milwaukee's also lurking, Dave, just 1.5 games off the pace. The team says Harper could return to the lineup on Monday, and he's swinging a hot bat, hitting 2 home runs in his first rehab start. So, Dave, how important is Harper to Philly's playoff hopes, and how far can he carry them if they sneak in? Because the National League is treacherous navigating this season.
I mean, I think the Phillies are going to make the playoffs. I believe that. I mean, because you look at what the teams behind them, San Diego, certainly with the Tatis situation. And then you just look at, teams below 500, the Brewers. I don't know if the Brewers are good enough to catch up to the Phillies if Harper is back in. So let's say Philly gets in as the sixth seed, right? Let's say Philly's the sixth seed. That means that they get to play the Cardinals in the first round. Okay. So if they play the Cardinals in the first round, they're 4-3 against the Cardinals this year. And Harper missed all those games. 5 of those 7 games decided by 2 runs or less. You tell me Harper doesn't make a difference in those situations? I think he does. You know what I'm saying? So you've already had success against the team that you're likely to face. If they get out of that first round and they face the Dodgers, the Phillies are 4-3 against the Dodgers this year, but they are 4-1 in games that Harper played. So you give them the two teams that they're likely to face if they win in the wild card and if they get to the divisional round, they've got good odds with Harper on the field. The only team that they don't want to play is the Mets. If they end up with the Mets, look, right. I think they're 4-14, something like that, against the Mets this year. So he doesn't make a big difference there. But I think if Harper's back in that lineup, you got them at least as getting to the second round and possibly being an upset candidate against the Dodgers.
Okay, speaking of big boppers with influence, with home runs on Monday and Tuesday night against the Mets, bringing him to 48 on the season, Aaron Judge is on pace to break Roger Maris's American League single season and Yankee single season home run record of 61. So after a 9-game homerless slump, Judge's bat caught fire again, and he swung a hot bat leading the Yankees to a sweep of the Mets in the second half of this year's Subway Series. So has Judge's recent streak, Dave, reestablished him as MVP, and will he break Maris's record?
I think he should be the MVP even before this, during the slump. I think he was still the favorite, considering that the Yankees, lineup is not as great as you might think it is, top to bottom. You know, they've won a lot of games, but Judge has certainly carried that team. You know, when you look at their record, 38 of his home runs come in their wins. 38. That's 79% of his home runs coming to games that they win. So, I mean, you look at it, he's the guy that you can count on night after night. You know, the only thing I think that keeps him from getting to 62, if something does, is either if he has another injury or something like that, if that takes him out of the lineup, or if the Yankees decide to rest him down the stretch, if they have a secured seed and they know they can't get past Houston, late in the season, and they decide to sit him and make sure that he's fresh for the postseason. And then it's also – that the fact that he's under 300, it's been so hard this season for batters to get over the 300 mark. You know, that consistency has just been difficult for guys to find. But I mean, I think Judge is clear cut the MVP, because nobody in that Yankees lineup has been more valuable and more influential. When he hits home runs, the Yankees win. When he doesn't, they lose.
Yeah, speaking of 300 hitters, I think there's only 13 players in MLB this season that is hitting 300 or better. So, you know, I don't know what to look into with that, but it says something. Everyone knows the Minnesota Twins go as injury-prone superstar Byron Buxton goes. You know, the franchise gave him $100 million, hoping he'd stay healthy. The Twins are in a hotly contested battle with Cleveland and Chicago White Sox for the AL Central Division. Looks like Buxton will be out an extended period of time again with possible hip tightness. So the Twins placed him on the 10-day injured list Tuesday before starting a crucial three-game series against the Astros. Talk about timing. Dave, what is Minnesota going to do with this guy? He's never around when they need him, but he's such a special talent. Some reporters have even said he should play through the pain.
I mean, you and I had a conversation yesterday offline about Ricky Henderson, you know, and knowing your body. And when players are hurt, you know, I think, you know, we always talk about the difference between being hurt and being injured. And if he can't play, you can't play him. It's just that simple. But that is the problem with Byron Buxton. You know, this is a dude who's only played 100 games in his career one time. One time. And for all the talent that he's shown, he's only hit over 260 for a season twice. And this year, right, his average, we know it's right down around the 230s. So Byron has all the talent in the world, but it's clear that that not being on the field does not allow him to get that consistency that you want to see out of a true superstar. The Twins have invested that money and they're not a franchise with deep pockets. They can't throw away $100 million on anybody. So they need to get that return on that investment. And I think the best way to look at that in the long term is, do you think the Twins get out of the first round this year if they make the playoffs? I don't. I don't think this is the team that breaks that streak. So be as careful as you can and really start to examine what is he doing in the offseason? Who is he training with? What are the problems with his body? Do we have to look at how he runs? Do we have to look at certain things and change his mechanics? But Byron Buxton has to be available on a year-to-year basis for at least 140 games, or the Twins and Byron are never going to reach their potential.
Yes, we're speaking with David Grubb, reporter from MLBBro.com. Really quick, Dave, before you exit, give me your AL and NL MVPs.
Like I said, I think Judge is the favorite there in the AL. And I think you have to look at Paul Goldschmidt with the Cardinals. Again, high batting average, power, has the Cardinals right where they want to be, with a chance to go to the postseason for the fourth straight year. So I really like Goldschmidt in the National League.
Who are your managers of the year?
I like Brendan Hyde in the American League because I didn't expect Baltimore to be where they are. I don't think anybody did. This team was as bad as anybody last year, and now they're in contention for a playoff spot, and you still can't name more than two or three players in their entire lineup. So I think you look at him and you say, that's a guy, you know, everybody else who is at the top of the American League, you could pretty much expect it. Maybe you look over at Cleveland, you know, and think about them. But I think Brandon Hyde is the guy you talk about in the American League and the National League. I think it comes down to Buck Showalter, who's won the award before and certainly turned around teams. The Mets were a mess last year, and now he's got them in prime position. But also Rob Thompson. You know, I think you really got to take a good look at Rob Thompson and the work that he's done. And I think he could be a good favorite as well.
And your Cy Young Award winners?
So, yeah, I think, you know, Verlander in the AL. What else can you say about Verlander at his age to be dominating the way he is? 14-3, sub-2 ERA. I mean, you know, he's the best pitcher in baseball probably this year. And then if we're talking about in the National League, then I think you got to go with Alcantara with the Marlins. You know, we've already established that voters are now not worried about wins and losses. So let's look at all the other categories he leads the National League in: innings pitched, complete games, shutouts, you know, I mean, ERA. He's right there for all those categories. And for, again, a team that should not be able to support him, he's done his job night in and night out. He's been the best pitcher, I think, on a consistent basis in the National League.
Well, thanks, Dave. We've certainly covered the gamut on this episode with you of Inside the Parker. Thanks for your time. Continued success. That's David Grubb, assistant managing editor, graphics king, and all-purpose sports guy from MLBBro.com.
Thank you for having me, man.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike
Strike three!
He's out!
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
In the words of my Uncle Joffrey, watch your talk, Bolt. Baseball is a way better sport than the NBA or the NFL. For one, we're in the dog days of the baseball season, so no one's even thinking about those other sports. They shouldn't be, at least. Baseball's a harder sport to play, for one. You can have all the athleticism in the world, but if you can't execute hitting, catching, and pitching, which are very technical, then you have no shot. Therefore, baseball offers you the most variation of skills and skill sets that every player has to learn, more than any other sport. Up until recently, the pitchers even hit in baseball in the National League. The NFL has many positions and responsibilities, but not everyone is asked to execute the same basic skills like baseball. You don't have to be able to throw to be a great edge rusher or even catch. But no matter what position you play in baseball, aside from DH, throwing is mandatory. And so is catching the ball. Baseball is a more fan-friendly sport. The ballpark's always a great first sports experience for any boy or girl. Excitement and explosive intervals, giving them time to process what's going on and then be overwhelmed by the roar of the stadium as it goes from dead silence to raucous level off the crack of the bat or a great play. Basketball brings families to the arena as well, but NFL stadiums are no place to bring the kids, okay? There's constant fights and cursing and lewd behavior. Great adult atmosphere for sure. Another reason why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA is the rules of the game. And the way it's played is basically the same way it was 50 years ago. Sure, maybe they have doctored the ball a bit or gotten stricter on the use of foreign substances, but there's been no overhaul of the rules to give hitters or pitchers an advantage. In the NFL, they've totally eliminated old ways of playing defense, what defenders can do to the receivers, and you can't breathe on the quarterbacks. Everybody throws for 4,000, 5,000 yards. The NBA's abandoned the post and mid-range game, which was a staple of the NBA, and transformed the league into a soft three-point shooting contest. Defense is an afterthought, maybe until the playoffs. And as long as the memory of Jackie Roosevelt Robinson's historical heroics lives on, baseball will always be the best sport in the world.
In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.